Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The cave drips with water and blood. The shadows had started to lengthen eastward as the sun began to sink into the west. This was lucky, pondered the hermit, for the light bounced brightly off the rocky crags at the foot of the Organ Mountains. Thanks to directions that had been given to him back in Doña Ana, and to added clues from Padre José de Vaca, Giovanni was able to locate the half-sunken cave that he was seeking. The low angle of the setting sun allowed plentiful light into the shallow grotto. Giovanni could discern some feeble drawings against the back wall of the oval cave. He thought that they were probably done by some of the Manso or Apache Indians that were wont to frequent these parts. He loosened his iron-spiked leather belt and laid it aside for a moment. He took off his sandals and put them on top of a rock. Idly, he unfastened the rosary that he always wore around his waist. It was a gift given to him when he had visited the sacred grotto in Lourdes, France. There, a half-witted girl named Bernadette had uncovered water next to a cave. The waters were said to have curative properties for those who approached the grotto with deep faith. As he was meditating on these thoughts, the hermit sat down next to the cave and was scratching the ground absent-mindedly with his bare foot. Suddenly, he felt a trickle of water emerge from the desert soil in the very place where his foot had been. It dripped down to the next level. He smiled to himself, wondering what people would make of this dripping spring were they to see it. Giovanni was distracted from his thoughts momentarily by the sound of the gold-laden pouch slipping down the inside of his habit and landing squarely on the ground. He had forgotten to turn the gold over to the man whose horse had been stolen by Belkin Serrano. The hermit picked it up and tossed it into the safer confines of the shallow cave. He decided this evening would be a good night to make reparations for his many failings. He took out his yucca scourge and, lowering the top of his habit, he flagellated himself. The drops of blood coming off his back every time that he swung the flail would drip down and mingle with the water trickling out of the ground. The combination of the blood and water colored the rock face a shade of claret red. The evening breeze had the effect of cooling the sting of the whip. At length, exhausted, he collapsed in front of his cave. He looked across his right shoulder and saw some flickering lamplights. He decided that they must be coming from the village of Butterfield. He surrendered to sleep. The following day, Giovanni woke up before sunrise. He felt refreshed and ready to make the trek down to Las Cruces. He followed the directions given to him as he tried to track down the rightful owner of the stolen horse. All this was to no avail. It was close to high noon when he wandered past the home of Mrs. Amador and sought out directions to the house of his friend Ramon Gonzalez. He told Señor Gonzalez about his mission to Las Cruces and of how he happened to be living in a tiny cave at the foot of the Organ Mountains. Hermano, began Ramon Gonzalez, after he had listened intently to the hermit for a few moments, the area that you are living in is a dangerous place. If the rattlesnakes and coyotes do not get you, anyone who knows that you have gold will. I don't like to see you exposed to such perils. Listen to me now. Every night after you have said your prayers, promise me, that you will kindle a small fire at the entrance to the cave. This will let me know down here in Las Cruces that you have returned safely and that you are well. Giovanni had traveled the world by himself, and he had never felt that his life was in any kind of peril. Still, Ramon Gonzalez was his friend, and he had helped to facilitate the hermit's move to Las Cruces. That afternoon, the Gonzalez family was invited by a widow named Mrs. Armendariz. Her children were, she told Giovanni, scattered throughout the whole Mesilla Valley from Picacho in the far northwest all the way to the Guadalupe Mountains. The holy hermit enjoyed the company of both families until late afternoon, but finally he took up his route to the Organ Mountains one more time. He spent his second night in his cave. You've been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.